So the first subject I want to address to save the world is one that is oft misunderstood but affects us all. Well, at least tangentially, if not directly. And that is homelessness. Now, a lot of us have known somebody that was homeless. Not all of us, but many. And it's a big problem, right? Homelessness is a big problem. You're walking down the street all the time, you see these bums, you see these ne'er-do-wells lying there on the sidewalk, begging for money. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Be altruistic. Gimme some charity. Gimme some help. I deserve it because I need it. Yada, yada, yada. This commie pinko talk. So, first of all, let's define homelessness, because I have found, especially with the left, it seems like everything's getting redefined these days. Seems like everything is getting redefined. Nobody seems to know what words mean anymore. So whenever I get in a conversation with somebody, I end up having to define my terms, because the words that even 10 years ago we used to be able to agree upon insofar as what their meaning is, people can no longer agree upon. Some people think homelessness now, it's got a different meaning. It just means those that are without a home, that they don't have a roof over their head. And if they are living in like a shelter, they're not homeless. Right. So he's in a shelter, so he's not homeless. Yeah, he is. Yeah, you're homeless. No, that's not the definition of homelessness as we have defined it. Yeah, so I guess if you give somebody a home, regardless of whether or not they're paying for that home, they're not homeless anymore. Bullshit. So let's define our terms. I'm going to define homelessness as it's always been used until like 5 seconds ago. Someone who doesn't pay rent and doesn't have their own home. Oh, well, Reader's Philosopher, that could be a third of the country's young people, because so many of them now living at home with their parents. And many of them don't pay rent, so wouldn't that make them homeless? You could argue that. I'm not going to do that, though. Okay? I suppose by that definition, you could say they're homeless as well. But let's stick to people that are not living off of the charity or the kindness of parents, people that don't have jobs, people who are living on the street, and who don't have their own homes by choice. So let's use that as the definition for homelessness. People who either by choice, and it is choice when you get right down to it, or at least in most cases, I think, or because of mental illness, they are without a home. Why does this happen? Why would anybody choose homelessness? Now, a lot on the left say, well, nobody would ever choose to be homeless. Why would anybody choose that? It's not a good life. I don't know. Some people seem to like it. The thing about the left is they are very out of touch. They don't seem to understand that there are people out there who are willing to settle for less, much less than them or other people are willing to settle for. So some people are perfectly okay sleeping in tents. Some people are perfectly okay sleeping in tents. Some people are perfectly okay sleeping on a sidewalk with just a blanket. I see them around here a lot, sleeping at the bus benches, which they've now gotten rid of to a large extent because the homeless would be spending too much time at these. Now, when you have a bus stop, a lot of the time, there's not even a bench because the homeless will sleep on them. People choosing to be homeless. That's correct. People make that choice. Either because it's they just like the life, it's easier, or because they've made bad choices, i.e. drugs and alcohol. Now, are some of those people homeless through no fault of their own? Sure. But they are a very, very small minority. I would say the vast majority of people who are homeless because of bad choices they've made. And that would include choosing to be homeless. Pretty simple. Now, how is this problem currently addressed? This problem that has grown exponentially in the past 20 years. Indiscriminate aid for from the government seems to be, by and large, the most prevalent way of addressing the issue. Basically throwing money at it, buying homeless people tents so that they're more comfortable being homeless, giving them cash aid, various private charities providing soup kitchens, meaning free food. Wow, that's great. So basically rewarding people for being homeless. That's why there's so much more of it now than there used to be, because they're getting rewarded. Why don't I get free food? Huh? I understand this. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. I'm working, I'm studying, I'm trying to improve myself, learn more skills, gain human capital. What? Why aren't I getting rewarded? Why are the rewards so much a form of perverse incentive these days? Why are people not being rewarded for doing the right thing, but instead being rewarded for doing the wrong thing? Of course, the answer seems obvious to me. You have a lot of people out there that want to feel good about helping other people. They want a virtue signal. They want to signal their virtue and nobility to the world. Look at this. I'm helping homeless people. I'm helping the homeless. I'm so great. I'm so wonderful. So, you know, just so long as they maintain a certain amount of the population as homeless dreg bums, they get to then go out of their way to try and supposedly help these people. And then they get to feel good about themselves and get elected to public office, yada, yada, yada. So that's to a large extent why the problem exists. That's who benefits. Politicians, social workers, private charities. We've created a cottage industry in this country of people who are constantly in need of help to justify the social welfare system. So how do we solve this problem? How do we solve it? How do we get rid of homelessness? I mean, I know how, but do you know how? You see, this didn't used to be a big problem. Go back 150 years even, there were almost no homeless. You know why? Because it was damn uncomfortable, yo. There weren't no social welfare benefits of any kind. Go back 150 years, there weren't any soup kitchens, not really. There weren't any homeless shelters or charities to give broke bums money and food and free this and free that because they were in dire straits without taking into consideration why they're in those dire straits. Nah, none of that existed. Essentially, homelessness was a non-issue until this... I don't know, past century? Not even then. Not until after the welfare state came into being, right? Not until social welfare benefits. Why? Because it's been made comfortable. And it used to be it wasn't comfortable, meaning it wasn't an option. So we need to take away the option. We need to take away that option. We need to make it so you can't make that choice. You can't choose to be homeless. Make it impossible. It's that simple. Bring back vagrancy laws. Enforce vagrancy laws. No more sleeping on the sidewalk. No more pitching a tent anywhere in city limits. No more, I mean, oh, you can maybe pitch a tent in a, you know, public park or something like that, but only during certain times of year. And even then, you should need to get a permit, need to get a license. You should have to pay for that privilege. Make it impossible to be homeless. No more sleeping on benches. No more lying down in public spaces. And if you do, you go to jail. Jail time! That's it. Get rid of state-funded homeless shelters. Now, of course, you can't stop privately funded anything. People are still going to be able to and should be able to do what they want with their own property. If the church wants to open up homeless shelters, hey, more power to them. If private charities want to open up homeless shelters and provide the homeless drag bums of the world with a bed, three hots, and a cot. Hey! More power to them. But it shouldn't be publicly subsidized. It should not be paid for by the taxpayer against their will via coercion through the tax state, through the collection of taxes. Now, people want to indiscriminately fund the homeless. Let them do it by choice. There'd be a hell of a lot less of it. They need that funding, and therefore you would have a hell of a lot less homelessness. It's really that simple. You take away the option. You take away the freedom to be homeless by taking away that very option, making it comfortable. If some bum has to sleep in the mud and the sticks in 30-degree below weather, he's not going to do that. Not a lot of people are going to opt for that, yo. It's very uncomfortable. Meanwhile, a tent can be very comfortable, especially if you're in California, say, where it's very temperate, where it's very warm much of the year, where the climate's nice, and you're getting government checks, and they're giving you places to shoot up, and you're allowed to shoot up on the street, and you won't be charged with a crime. You can sit there in the metro station and shoot up heroin in the hallway there going to the train, and nobody will arrest you. There'll be no consequences for your bad actions. Woo-hoo! Sure. Of course you're going to get a lot more of it because you have that option. If you give people the option not to work and then you reward them for not working, guess what you're going to get? You're going to get more people not working and you're going to get more people that are homeless. It's really that simple. The solution is an easy one. Not for the bleeding hearts of the world, because what the kids did is see people suffer. Oh, even if it's self-imposed. Even if it's self-imposed. Yeah. But the truth of the matter is, tough love is the answer. Force vagrancy laws, stop funding it from the public coffers, take away the option to be homeless in the first place, and it'll vanish. You'll have like 5 guys running around homeless. Because the option just doesn't exist anymore. They'll have to get real creative to find somewhere to sleep. And then in winter, they'll die. Problem solved. Those 5 guys will disappear and then you'll have no guys. It's that simple. Homelessness is a problem of perverse incentivization. That's all it is. Nothing more. It's altruism. It's charity run amok. It's indiscriminate charity. It's feel-good mumbo-jumbo nonsense where people are constantly making excuses for these people. It annoys the shit out of me. So there you go. The realist philosopher has just solved homelessness. It's so fucking simple. Stop paying for it! You're paying people to do it! Stop paying them to do it, and they won't do it! Oh, well, realist philosophers, there still be showing people that, they want to live their life and be free and be rebels. Eh! Okay, they'll go to jail pretty quick. Won't be able to find anywhere to sleep. When they try to sleep on the public sidewalk, they'll get carted off to jail. Yeah. Then they'll get their 3 hots on cots. But that's how you solve homelessness. So hope that helps you to understand just how easy these problems are to solve. Not very at all. Most of the problems, very simple solutions. That's the truth with most problems in general, but too many people out there don't want that problem solved because it directly benefits them. It benefits them politically. It benefits them in the pocketbook. There's too many people out there making money off this stuff. There's too many social workers. Too many bleeding heart liberals working for charities. Too many politicians who want this problem to continue to exist so that they can then portray themselves as a noble hero of the little guy and then get reelected by other bleeding heart liberal morons. There you go. I have solved homelessness. Next problem.